This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, September 30th, 2018, the 18th Sunday after Trinity, by Father William Doc Holliday.
It is better for you to enter life maimed. Words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are some powerful passages in Scripture. The Gospels are loaded with them. All Scripture is powerful. But this, what our Lord Jesus Christ says today in the Gospel, is downright frightening. It's repugnant to us to hear this talk about cutting off our hands and cutting off our feet and plucking out our eyes. Our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, does not mean that literally. But in what he means behind it, it would probably be easier for some of us to cut off a foot or pluck out an eye as opposed to the effort it takes to do what he's talking about. And what he's talking about is what we say when we make our act of contrition, when we say that we are going to avoid the near occasion of sin. Our Lord Jesus Christ does not give us a list and say, oh, if you commit murder, then you'll go to hell. If you commit adultery, you go to hell. Do this, that, or the other thing, you'll go to hell. He's talking about putting yourself in the near occasion of sin, because none of those things that I just described or anything that pops into your head is something that would consign someone to hell. It never just happens. It's not spontaneous. You think about it. You dwell on it. That's that whole thought, word, and deed thing. That's the progression. You think about it, then you talk about it, even if that dialogue is just within yourself. Oh, you know, he's not that much of a hard case. He's merciful. He won't care. He is a very particular God, and he will judge in a very particular way. And what he talks about today is avoiding the near occasion of sin, because the near occasions of sin are where the sin starts that will send you to hell. People of our day do not like to hear about this. There have been people in this place who have been visited when it just gets brushed on hell or damnation or judgment, and they get up and leave. Why? Because no one likes to be confronted with that reality. And it is a reality. This is not a homily about hell. Different subject for a different day. And I really don't have to talk about it that much, because if you've been here for more than 3 weeks, you know that this place, it just is a presupposition that what our Lord Jesus Christ talks about is true. And that means that there is a terrible place where you could exist, will exist for all eternity in unending torment if you are not in union with Christ Jesus at your point of death. Contrary to what so many, and I mean some guys wearing really kind of cool color hats anymore, say, oh, maybe there's not a hell, but if there is, well, we probably nobody there. Bold-faced, out-and-out lie. It's not a theological mistake. It's not an opinion. That is just a lie. Okay? If there's not a hell, use bad grammar, there ain't no reason for us being here. Okay? We're here because we want to avoid that. And our Lord Jesus Christ tells us how to do it. Avoid the near occasion of sin. He repeats it three times. Three times. If our Lord Jesus Christ talks about something, he repeats something three times, I feel bound to speak about it. My life would be, as I point out quite frequently, a whole lot easier if I could get up here and throw out some warm and fuzzies. We could listen to some really cool, hip music and just be done with it and go out and feel good about ourselves and how nifty we are because we went to church in the morning. We're here for a reason, and that's to avoid hell, which our Lord Jesus Christ talks about. Nobody's ever liked to hear about it. Okay? St. John Chrysostom, way back when people didn't want to hear about it. He's talking about this passage. He's confronted with people who don't want to hear it. And St. John Chrysostom says, we are ordained as we have been to the ministry of the word. We do not do this arbitrarily, but under command. Priests, bishops, deacons are under command by virtue of their ordination to speak God's truth in its entirety. And a lot of what our Lord Jesus Christ says is about hell and warnings to avoid it. He can't talk all that much about heaven, statistically speaking. Okay? He wants us to avoid something. We have the warnings. How to avoid it? Got to start with avoiding the near occasion of sin. These three things that our Lord uses, the hand, the foot, and the eye, it really helps if you know how Scripture has presented those things. Easy way to explain. In Scripture, do we not hear about God bringing the people out of Egypt with a mighty, strong arm? Or that God smells the sweet savor of the incense? Or God sees? God is a spirit. He doesn't have a body. He doesn't have ears. He doesn't have eyes. He doesn't have arms. Okay? Those are terms that are used to demonstrate something. The hand. The hand is what always represents doing. When the hand is used, when our Lord Jesus Christ says, he talks about doing things. When he talks about feet, feet are always the analogy for carrying us somewhere or us standing in a particular position. That's what our Lord is talking about. And the eye, the eyes, Matthew and Luke in their Gospels talk about the eyes being the windows of the soul. They are the actual light of our interior life, our eyes. Our Lord uses these three examples to great effect, if we're paying attention. He says, if your hand offends against you, cut it off. Better to enter heaven with one hand than to enter hell with two. When he's talking about this, he's talking about us doing things that put us in the near occasion of sin. The first example that pops into my mind is a person who would be given to substance abuse. Okay? I'm not talking about your falling down person that's out on the streets. I'm talking about a person who knows when they drink that they don't act right. Okay? And let me preface this by saying I'm the last person on the face of this planet who would tell you not to drink a couple beers, a couple glasses of wine with dinner, you know, the adult beverage. Hey, they're great. All right? In moderation. Some people can't even in moderation because it's a near occasion of sin for them. Doing something. Their hands put them in a near occasion of sin. Oh, I'm confessing this because I got drunk the other night and did this. Or I'd been drinking and I did that. Well, let's not look at so much at doing this or saying that or doing that. Let's talk about what precipitated that. Drinking. If you know, systematic, if you know that when you drink, I have this tendency. Maybe not every time. But if it would result in grave sin or even mortal sin, after you might be put on notice. Oh, I just love the way it tastes. I love the way it makes me feel. It makes me relax. This is what Jesus Christ is talking about when he says, cut your hand off. It hurts. It hurts to not do things that we like, but a lot of times we have to discontinue doing something we like because it's a near occasion of sin for us. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about. Your feet. This one gets tremendously difficult. As I said before, your feet are always an analogy for being carried or standing in some particular situation. We have to be attentive to with whom we walk in this world. Oh, this guy's been a friend of mine since first grade. I've known her for 25 years. I know that she does all kind of horrible things that are against the will of God, and I know she does this, and I know when I hang out with her sometimes, we go places, and I know when I'm with him, so I get to talking like he does, and all that. You know what? This is difficult. If your feet are an offense, cut it off. It is tremendously difficult. Tremendously difficult to curtail or, as our Lord says, cut off a relationship with someone. This can even extend into your family. If you got somebody in your family who, for instance, lives in a very heinous lifestyle and they want to come stay at your house, even for a little bit, you can't have that going on at your house. You are inviting evil into your house. Well, that's them. It's not me. You are acquiescing. You are facilitating evil and sin by doing it. Our Lord says, cut it off. Like I said, that might just be the foot stepping back from someone, but on occasion, you do just need to sever. And I have had experience of telling a look at a person in a face and saying, you never need to see that person again. Well, I can't promise that. Well, I can't give you absolution. It's that serious, our associations, where we stand or with whom we walk. That's what our Lord Jesus Christ is talking about. This one, the eye. Men, this is particularly for you. You work on a different plane than women. Women work on an emotional plane. Men work on a strictly visual plane. Your eyes are the lights of your very souls. If you cast your eyes upon something, you need to, and it is more difficult than any penance that could ever be put upon you or you would put on yourself, to take your eyes, to rip your eyes off of something you want to look at. It can be the catalyst for the most horrendous of things. Prime example, and everybody knows the story, King David. Well, what was King David do? Yeah, he committed adultery, and then he conspired to commit murder, and then he actually murdered the husband of the woman with whom he committed adultery. How did that start? How did that start? Do we know that part? He was out on his roof and he looked down and he saw someone whom he should have immediately taken his eyes off of and walked back in his house, but he continued to gaze on her. And then he dialogued with himself, and then he dialogued with others and said, hey, go get her for me. Go bring her. And the rest is history. Adultery, murder, conspiracy to commit murder all happened because he couldn't take his eyes off of something. This whole pluck it out thing is that hurt that it is, that difficulty of taking your eyes off of something you want to look at. And it's just not always, men, but we again have to be, we have to be on a very, very particular mission to get custody of our eyes. Because you are surrounded. You can't walk out of this church and not look down the street and see billboards or signs that appeal to the whole visual aspect of manliness. And it is to the danger of our souls if you don't get custody. It's so hard. Yeah, that's why Jesus Christ says, pluck it out. It'd probably, as I said earlier, be less painful for some to really pluck out their eye than it would be to stop looking at something that they want to look at. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ is talking about. This is why we say what we do in our act of contrition to avoid the near occasion of sin. Because if you don't avoid the near occasion of sin, guess what? You're going to. That's all there is to it. No sin has ever been committed that has not started out with putting yourself in the near occasion thereof. It is of absolute necessity that we follow our Lord's instructions on these. Absolute necessity. Two ways primarily that I can think of. One, I'll just go to confession. Okay, that's great. That's what it's there for. If you have contrition, if you are contrite, and part of that contrition is to avoid the near occasion of sin. We need to detest our sins. We need to confess and satisfy, but we have to have that firm purpose of amendment of our lives. And you can't amend your life if... I know for a fact. And to avoid the near occasion of sin, and that day, avoid the near occasion, you jumped headlong into it. That is a lack of contrition. And guess what? You go into the confessional, and if you don't have a firm purpose to amend your life, and I don't mean throwing the light switch and this is never going to happen again. I'm talking about I am going to try my utmost to avoid these near occasions of sin. If you don't have that in your mind, Father can sit in there and say, I absolve you from all of your sins. He can say that 100 times, and guess what? You're not. Jesus Christ is the one who forgives sins. Father cannot judge hearts. Jesus Christ can. We have to make the effort. And just the effort to run into the confessional is fire insurance, because you can't keep your eyes or your hands or your feet within custody. That's problematic, spiritually speaking. And that's an understatement. So for your sacrament of penance to be true and efficacious, you need to truly mean that you're going to avoid the near occasion of sin. The Roman Catechism is speaking about the Lord's Prayer. Do we not say this all the time? Sometimes, several times a day. Forgive us our trespasses. The Roman Catechism says that avoiding every occasion of sin is how to make fruitful our petition that He forgive us. You're lying to Him. Forgive me my sins. Because you better forgive me for these, because I'm going to go out and commit some more tomorrow or tonight or in an hour. He will not forgive you. What? God forgives everything. No, He doesn't. Another news flash. Something contrary to what you hear a whole lot around here. Not around here, but I've been around here. He does not forgive all sins. You have to do your part. Our Lord Jesus Christ started this whole thing, this whole discourse on what you need to do. Cut your hand off if you're doing something wrong. Cut your foot off if you're standing or walking with someone with whom you are in near occasions of sin. Or plucking out your eye to avoid looking upon things that can darken your soul. He starts it all out by saying that He puts on notice that He doesn't want us to lose our reward. This is why He says the things He does. That's why priests should be telling people about hell, about the near occasion of sin, about the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. It is their vocation. Our Lord Jesus Christ spent more than two-thirds of His time on warnings and talking about hell. Name me a parish where two-thirds of the time you hear about warnings and avoidance of hell. That's our job. And it's because, it's not, as St. John Chrysostom, not because you want to get up here and get some kind of, do some feather ruffling or cage rattling. That's not what it's about at all. And if you care, your life should be a whole lot easier. If you have the clear conscience to understand that you are putting people on notice, it really kicks the ball in your court. That's what we're here for. And it doesn't have anything to do with being dramatic or being even repugnant. It has to do with reality. The reality of whether you have heaven or hell for all eternity. And our Lord Jesus Christ and his priests want you to understand that if you do these things, avoiding the near occasion of sin, you will by no means lose your reward. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.